Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KCAN-W, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. I have the whole enchilada today in the studio.
So to speak, yes. Yes, so to speak.
Fascinating people, fun places to visit, activities to lift your spirits. Joining me is Simon Okelo. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm super, super excited to be here today. It's a beautiful morning, and I'm deeply grateful to you, Dana, for having us today. It's wonderful.
I don't think I felt this blessed in, well, with my kids yesterday. So I feel like your family, because you've been on my show. This is your fourth time.
That's right.
We've been telling a story, and your story is amazing. So who was that band playing at the beginning of the show?
That's Omena Band. Omena Band is a group of elders. There are about seven elders, both men and women. And these are the original creators of a genre of music called Benga, you know, and quite a few of them are no longer with us. Quite a few of them are the ancestors that, you know, we learned some of the things that we do today from. And some of them are also the people that, you know, elevated the current major Benga musicians in Kenya. And Benga is a fusion of Congolese, rumba, and, you know, and a little bit of funk, a little bit of, you know, it's an original, you know, sound found mainly around Lake Victoria. So, Omena Band is the group that was playing earlier, and I've worked closely with them. You know, I've been privileged to run a program known as the One Vibe Africa Education Music and Art Program in Kisumu, Kenya, that is deeply supported by the Seattle community. But that's where I met them. They were training young kids how to play this type of music and how to even make traditional music instruments similar to one that I'll play for you later on during the show.
Yes, and your history, I think I've got to go back to Jeremiah Kaner, who I met at East West Bookshop. He was trying to write a book, and I guess I encouraged him, and he sent me a copy of it, and then I watched him on Facebook and stuff, and then I had him on the show, and he brought you in.
That's true. It's unbelievable how time flies, you know. After that show, we ended up flying to Kenya with Jeremiah Kaner and his wife and son. And, you know, that's one of my favorite things to do, to take Seattle creatives, people that are doing great things creatively in Seattle, and physically traveling with them to Kenya and allowing them to infuse their creativity to the creative scene in Kenya, you know. So similar to what we did with Jeremiah, we've also traveled to Kenya with Yirim Sek, who is a Senegalese-American artist from the Central District here in Seattle. So I just thank you for creating the platform where such things are ignited.
And I get to meet fascinating people like you and watch you expand. And I want to go back really to the seed, I guess. I want to say it's the seed of maybe spirit driving and helping you to, you know, change other people's life with music.
That's right.
It started with you learning how to box.
Oh, yes. That was a part of it. That was a big part of it. I grew up in a very violent neighborhood in Kenya called Manyata in Kisumu. Kisumu is the third largest city in Kenya. And, you know, I had many beautiful sisters, including Lavenda, who is here with me in studio and co-producing Madaraka Festival. You know, a lot of my sisters went through a lot of traumatizing events just because of the environment that we lived in. You know, we had cases of even rape and things like that. So as one of the older boys in the family, I had to be physically capable of protecting them, defending myself, you know. So that's how I ended up, you know, joining a boxing gym, you know, Kenya Railway Boxing Gym in Kisumu. And, you know, that's where I got the discipline to take risks and do things like Madaraka Festival. Yeah.
And I think you got a scholarship.
That is true. I got a two-year scholarship also to the Railway Training Institute in Nairobi. And it was as a result of, you know, being at the gym during my high school years. But also, you know, it was really like a gift that the Railway Corporation, whenever they see talent in the regions around Kenya, they try to keep you in their system by training you on what they do, taking you to their college. So I was one of the lucky ones, yeah.
And what did you do with that scholarship? Did you start a, you were a DJ?
Well, yes, yes, yes. So once I got to Nairobi, I was going to school during the day, but just next to the college, one of the most famous Kenyan reggae DJs lived there. So over the weekend, we would see each other and we became friends. You know, his name was Junior Dread. So we became friends and I began collecting music from him, collecting mostly reggae. And so whenever I went back to Kisumu, my hometown, I traveled with a lot of new music and I became the music distributor. It's really called piracy, you know. So I would give music to all the DJs in my hometown and some of them could not pay me back. So they owed me a lot that we ended up trading. They would teach me how to DJ and I would give them even more music. So that's how I became a reggae DJ.
And then conflict was going on.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I think we need to co-write a book with you, Dana.
Oh, because I remember the whole story. You are a book, like we already said.
Yeah. We need to write a real book. Now, in 2007, 2008, right now, actually, if you're listening, there's an election going on. In fact, they're counting the votes in Kenya. And in 2007, December, there was a similar election that was bitterly disputed. And by early 2008, people were fighting, people were killing each other. And at that time, I was working as the field director for Africa for a big nonprofit organization. So I voted and I left for Liberia and Ghana. So while I was in West Africa, we began seeing in the news from there that, oh, Kenya is burning, you know. And so, you know, people were reaching out. My mom had an orphanage home at the time. So we had to figure out how do we evacuate the children? What are we going to do? So from Liberia, I was coordinating things. And, you know, one of the things I noticed during the time when, you know, in Liberia, I was there to help with the recovery after the war. So there people are describing to me, you guys don't want to take the direction we took. So, you know, I was expressing to my friends that I knew in Kenya that I'm in Liberia. And these people are saying, this is how war is. This is how their war started, you know. And so, you know, I was able to travel back to Kenya. Very challenging, just traveling from the capital city back to my hometown. But eventually, one of the things I noticed in the course of all these chaos was that the radio show that we used to do was still going on, you know. We used to have, every Sunday, we had 4 hours on national radio. We were playing reggae music. Junior Dread was the DJ, and we used to submit our mixes, and they were played nationally in Kenya. So I asked him, you know, because you have this big platform, why don't we use it to mobilize people and do a peace concert in Kisumu? And so he accepted the idea. His entire radio station supported it. And we organized one of the biggest, you know, concerts in Kisumu called Unite the People Concert. So we brought all DJs, you know, from Kisumu, from Nairobi, and, you know, people that were literally killing each other because of the violence that were going on, turned up for the show. People started showing up at like 5 p.m., and the music went on and on. By the next day at 8 o'clock, people are still, you know, looking at each other like, you know, should we go home now or should we stay, you know? So from that point is when I realized that music is much bigger than just entertainment, you know? We took the money from that show and we fed kids at my mother's orphanage home, you know? And I felt that I had done something big. You know, and also part of that money is what we used to register One Vibe Africa as a nonprofit organization. And so, you know, One Vibe Africa since then has been producing events, running educational and arts programs. And that's how Madaraka Festival came about. You know, Madaraka Festival is an offshoot of, the work that started right after the post-election violence in Kenya.
And the beauty of it is I was there at the beginning, so you were posting things, and I see the kids singing and dancing and making musical instruments, and that's my life purpose, is to get kids the arts and creativity in all age groups with music. Yeah. I mean, Simon, every time you're on the show, I want to cry because you're doing it, and you touch your heart, and that's how I know you're doing it, because it's what you love and you came here to do. It's your purpose and your passion. Yeah.
It is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for asking these questions and making me think back to these really important parts of the journey of this work, because sometimes when you're grinding and pushing, you forget about where it started, you know, and why you're doing it. And it's important, really, for you to bring this up today.
Because you've been doing a lot.
Yes.
I did see you... when we couldn't see people, I got that job at the grocery store, and you came to Whidbey Island.
Yes.
Did that give you a little bit of a vacation, or were you still working hard?
A vacation is a different kind of work. It's working on your mental health and working on family, you know, and so it's important work to have a vacation. I love Whidbey Island. You know, my wife and I got married at the Edge Cliff. The Edge Cliff was closed, you know, long before the pandemic. But, I have a special place in my heart for Whidbey Island because we got married there. But also it was one of the first places I went to when I moved to the U.S. So I have a lot of friends there, including you now. I just hope that one day I'll own a house on Whidbey, you know.
Well, and that's where your wife is right now, your family.
Yeah, my wife and kids are on Whidbey. My in-laws actually have a house on Whidbey, so we go there, you know, at least once a quarter, you know.
So, see, we're in the same tribe here. We're speaking, because you want music in Langley. That's where I'm not the director. That was Camino. But get to work with the chamber. I'm doing videos and promoting the island.
Yeah.
Visit Langley Wah.
Yeah, but, I remember that.
This is exciting.
You are an island girl, because now I remember that you're deeply involved with the Kamano Island. Mm-hmm. And now you're involved with a lot of Whidbey, you know, island activities. Before it was Hawaii, right?
Yeah. I'm an island girl. I have to be on an island. It's all the water. And it's the community, because, you know, it's small.
Yeah, we'll take you to an island in Kenya. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, who knows? So Yachty was on the show.
Yes.
And he actually said, because you were late because traffic was bad, and he and I didn't know each other. So we're in the elevator, like, what are we going to talk about? Because I don't even know him.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I said something about Camino. He goes, I just came from Camino. We love Camino. So that's called synchronicities. When you just know you're in the right place at the right time. And yeah, I'm doing music on the island, so... we're going to do something together in Langley, Whidbey Island. But Yadi's going to be at your event.
Yeah, Yadi Bojia is an incredible Ethiopian author, activist, visual artist, and also the designer of the Africa Union flag, you know. This is a brother that lives here in Seattle. He's been here for years, and he has a very fascinating story. His father was actually a member of parliament in Ethiopia. And they were living, you know, they were living a good life, you know. Seattle life standard, this region, maybe if he was here with his father as a member of parliament, he would probably be living in Bellevue, Massa Island, or Newcastle. But, you know, having someone driving them around, and then suddenly... all of that was taken away. Their father was killed. There was a revolution, you know. And so they ended up in hiding and in exile and as refugees in Seattle. So their life completely changed just within a day, you know. So then he ended up, winning this global competition to design the Africa Union flag, which at all UN assemblies, at all... great events in the world, Olympics, everywhere where you see more than 5 African presidents, his design is right there. So it's always fascinating to know that we have people like that in Seattle that many people don't even know. So if you want to meet Yadi, come to Pier 62 tomorrow and Sunday, and you can see him perform. He's a beautiful reggae singer as well.
I know, and he's a musician. So before it was over, I had his CD, and I'm playing his music on my show. So that's pretty exciting, the connection.
Yes, yes. That's the beauty of Madaraka Festival. You know, it brings incredible people together who are doing great work outside of even being artists, you know, and it brings entrepreneurs and people are doing great things, like one of the guests in studio that you'll hear a little bit from later, Dr. David Washira. So, you know, for me, I take this show as a cutting edge platform too, where, you know, we are demonstrating that it's possible to diversify our community, you know.
So let's bring Lavender in. Tell us about Lavender.
Oh, Lavender is the strategic development director for One Vibe Africa. And she primarily works in Kenya, but the majority... So One Vibe Africa is a non-profit organization in Kenya and also here in Seattle. So she's primarily involved with the work in Kenya, but Seattle supports and raises most of the funds for all the activities in Kenya. So she has a big community in Seattle, but she has never been. So this is her second week here in Seattle. So if you want to take her places, you can call Dana Marie. But the truth is she's a wonderful human being, hardworking person. In 2019, she produced Madaraka Festival in Kenya, and she's here in studio with us, so she can say a little more about her that I didn't say.
It's your turn. You get to tell us about you.
I think Simon covered most of it. And Dana, thank you so much for having us. And it was beautiful just listening to Simon and reflecting. It's important to reflect where you came from and where you're headed, you know. You get to see the blood, sweat, and tears along the way because it's not easy. But I'm grateful for everything we've been able to achieve so far. You know, when you have a beautiful visionary as Simon, all you can do is back him up and execute, make whatever he's doing blossom.
Well, and the importance of your mission. And don't you think, I feel that there's something driving you? Like, I do spiritual work, that something is really working through us. I did an event one day, and I have a higher voice, and it says, we need more people in human bodies to show up, to physically shine. And that's what you do. And it's just that my book's called Our Energy Matters. And don't you feel it? I feel it in the room right now. What you guys are doing is making a huge difference.
For sure. And once there's a light, let's say a candlelight, to make it brighter when you bring another light closer to it. But if you dim it and kill it, we'll all be in darkness. For example, Dr. Washira here is an amazing human being, and I'm honored to be in his presence.
He's a celebrity. Yeah, he's a...
Well, let's bring him on. You introduce him.
So right next to me is Dr. Washira, an amazing human being, very humble, but the achievements he has under his belt are profound, and I can't wait to hear him share with you. Thank you so much.
Would you like to share with us?
Thank you, Lavender. Thank you, Simon, and for allowing me to be here today. It's definitely a pleasure. Slightly jet-lagged, I flew in around this morning, around 1 a.m.
Oh, dear.
But it's really wonderful to be in Seattle. They said some good things about me, but I would really like to shine the light and shine it back upon them, because I wouldn't be in Seattle today had it not been for Simon and Lavender and their team. And funny enough, we have become very good friends, but this is the first time we met, like, down at the parking lot when we were coming up.
I saw you guys, yeah.
It was the first time we hugged each other like we were old friends, and we have only known each other for less than a month. And it has all been via Zoom and Microsoft Teams. And the reason why we have become so close, not only because of our background of where we come from, but also because of the vision that we have in terms of bringing community to our fellow men and supporting people, particularly the less fortunate and people who are immigrants, and showing the world that there are a lot of beautiful things that can come from diversity and inclusion, and there is a lot to be celebrated when you bring the human voice and channel it together. One of the things that you'll hear from Simon, and even later on today when you come, tomorrow and Sunday when you come to the Madaraka Festival, is just what music can do for community. So Simon and I and Lavender, based on where they're from, we're from the same country, we share that, at least geographically, but we're from two tribes where we have been taught, at least from a young age, Simon and I, that we are supposed to have animosity against each other for no reason beyond the fact that we have two different rivaling political voices. A lot of these things comes from age-old colonization and just how Europeans carved up the borders. The fact that Simon and I are sitting in a room and running not only fellowship but putting an event together that's supposed to bring others just goes to show that a lot of these things are just learned, and hate is learned, and the more natural thing is love. You're not born hating your fellow man. I was born with animosity towards Simon simply because of what I was told, not because of what hate or Lavender did to me. Whereas if you remove that aspect for us coming together, it's a natural process. Innately, we have socialization and community, and we're taught to love. And that's the beauty about what we're doing with Madaraka Festival. It's showing that we can bring community, fellowship together through music. And we would love to share that with the world and also give the world and Seattle a piece of what Africa can bring when it comes to music.
And bringing the youth in so they can learn different ways and through music and right. art. And they started actually with didn't they start running the show after a while?
A lot of youths that have benefited from the work we do become people who are leading the work that we do. And that's part of why Lavender is here. You know, I've been mentoring Lavender since 2018. And so 2019 was one of her first biggest challenges, trying to produce Madaraka Festival, which was very successful in Kenya, while it's something that started here in Seattle at the Museum of Pop Culture. Mark Lemoore and Ryan Lewis were the first headliners of Madaraka Festival. So something that was first headlined by someone who had just won a Grammy Award like a month before doing Madaraka is... I would not agree to do it in Kenya if I've never done something like that before. So because Lavender took the challenge, she's here to learn how we are doing Madaraka in Seattle. And the hope is that she can then take over the production of Madaraka, you know. So this is really a good example of what we do with the work that we do in form of mentorship. And then also the musicians that you see on the lineup for Madaraka Festival, you'll find a very famous musician with over 4 million followers on Instagram and a very talented but not known musician who has 200 followers on Instagram, and they are performing together, they are playing with the same band, and something great happens outside of such interactions. So we just want to be the facilitators of how not only musicians and artists connect, but also how creators of businesses like Wirepay, Dr. Washira, connects with Amazon and Microsoft. And that's why we have the VIP experience at the W Hotel. Remember, Madaraka Festival used to happen for only 3 hours in 2014, but now it's taking place for 2 days at the waterfront in Seattle at Pier 62. For me as an African, living here in Seattle, that's huge, you know, to be funded by Amazon, you know, for Amazon to be our biggest sponsor is a major milestone. And then for Wirepay to be a sponsor While they are a startup, they're also trying to raise funds to grow as a company, is a big milestone. And for Dana Murray to call us back to the show is just, you know, just perfect.
And what's perfect is I was compelled to take the photo downstairs, not knowing that that was the first time you saw each other in person. That was amazing. So
Thank you. Obviously
you'll get that picture. I'm just beaming and so thankful that you're in the studio. So we're going to talk a little bit about the festival.
Fantastic.
When we come back, and we're going to listen to you play some music.
Fantastic.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island Time is waiting for you.
So are you feeling down? Well, give yourself the gift of relaxation and better health. The Energy Genesis is a safe 360-degree healing chamber that uses a pleasant combination of light and sound frequencies to create a resonance of peace and tranquility. Within minutes, your body eases into a deep state of rest and begins to gently heal and reconnect to spirit. To learn more about Energy Genesis therapy and all of its benefits, visit EnergyGenesisSeattle.com.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries. You can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
So you know, buying a home is a big step. At Whidbey View Homes, Pamela Z. Hill makes it easy on you. Pamela is the gold standard for realtors and specializes in waterfront and view properties on Whidbey Island. She can help you find the home you love and help navigate you through the entire process from negotiating the best price, inspections, appraisals, and even closing. Whether you're buying or selling on Whidbey Island, she will be with you every step of the way. Visit WhidbeyViewHomes.com to connect with Pamela today. Whidbey Island is waiting for you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
That was Beautiful. Thank you, Simon. What was that song called?
This song is called Sulwe. Sulwe means stars, you know. And so this song is talking about three wise men, the three wise men that were guided by the stars. But it also talks about really the importance of tapping into, you know, wisdom, elders, nature, the stars, and just paying attention that, you know, we are always guided by something. You know, we are never alone, and we should always look up instead of always looking down. We should always find elders that we can let walk ahead of us. And the stars are walking ahead of the elders, and the journey is going on. So it's just a song about really what is it that guides us, and what is it that we can tap into? Is it God? Is it the stars? Is it our elders? Is it our spouses? Is it our children? There's something. We just need to find it and tap into it.
That's what I live by. And my email says, look up. It said Snoopy, but that's the key to life, looking up and believing in the stars and the earth, Mother Earth,
yes.
Father Sky. You know, I always say in your heart, you'll find the eye. But those combinations, you know, and this community, the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I find so beautiful. What does Madaraka mean?
Madaraka, I would love actually to invite my wonderful brother and the co-founder of WirePay to talk about Madaraka, but also I feel that the company runs is a nice example of what Madaraka means, you know. So Dr. David Washira works with the World Bank, but he's also, you know, a technology icon in Kenya. You know, he's been on most of the major TV stations in Kenya, you know, just talking about his story of how, you know, coming from a humble background, he ended up working for the World Bank in Washington, D.C. But also, instead of just focusing on that great job, he's now doing a company that is actually liberating people, creating jobs in Kenya, and also enabling Kenyans and other Africans to get their money to their loved ones back in the continent. So, Dr. Washira, you know, just talk a little bit about your company and how it aligns with what Madaraka means.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And to your question, Dana, Madaraka means self-rule or authority. We also use it as a synonym for freedom. And it's actually a very good idea of just what took place here. The fact that we're sitting in Seattle and the diversity and inclusion that brought us all here has Simon playing one of the most traditional African instruments on an American radio show, which is, you know, profound in itself and actually very, very touching that there's so much openness and not only togetherness, but also, acceptance that we're able to do that. So we greatly appreciate that. So for me, as I mentioned, I met Simon virtually about a month ago through a common friend who told me, hey, come see this young man who is doing this, you know, remarkable things and has put together this this event that is bringing community and awareness together. And we said we wanted to be a part immediately as not only as individuals, but also as a company. So the company that I work for, or I co-founded, is called WirePay, WayaPay, and wire is a play on words, is a Swahili word for the English word wire. We realized after being in the U.S., I've been in the U.S. for 24 years now, I came here for school, my parents came for school. One of the things that profoundly took us aback was just financial inclusion and economic prosperity, particularly for immigrants and other marginalized communities, and just how difficult it was to be financially included in a lot of places where you're either overlooked or overserved. From that, that's how YIP was born, with that particular vision. But beyond it was the economic empowerment and financial inclusion. And we said if we could put people at the driver's seat of their own financial independence and wellness, then maybe we could create a society that not only is on more inclusive, because we believe we each had a role. And for us, we understood finance very well, and we decided to play that particular role by allowing people to be able to make the decisions. And once you start looking at the numbers, particularly in the United States, immigrants as a whole contribute $1.3 trillion every year to the economy. And there are 4 million immigrants here in the U.S. who transact, spend, and save their money here, and a good bit send it back home. Since there's a very interesting statistic that I came across that one out of every nine people globally relies on remittances. Remittances are the people, is the money that is sent by people living in other countries to their loved ones back home. And that's a significant number, nearly 750 million people worldwide. And if you look at how that process is done, it's very fractured and largely overlooks a lot of low and middle income countries. And we decided to actually be on the driver's seat of that, and by asking ourselves, what is we as immigrants would like to see when it comes to a financial company that is not only understanding of our utilization of resources, but what it is that we're trying to do. And that's how YIP was born about 3 years ago. And community is a big part of it. And so when we heard about Madaraka Day Festival, even though we're still on our own pre-seed round, we said, look, we have to be a part of this. And actually, you know, in an aspect of full disclosure, it's our biggest spend so far, largely because we believe in the community aspect of it, and aspect of using our resources to give back to the community, because the whole idea of economic empowerment and financial inclusion is that aspect of giving back. And that's why we're here. Simon has mentioned a little bit of my background. I'm wearing a turban on my head. I come from a small group called the Akarino, a largely a religious minority in Kenya that I guess the good example is the equivalent of the Amish in the U.S. And so there's this aspect that we're not educated and we don't integrate with the rest of society. And so for me to come and, you know, work at the World Bank as an economist was a very prestigious thing for a Kenyan from my community. And that's why you get that quote-unquote, I call it pseudo-celebrity status, because for me, I don't think it as being unique. I just think if we give people the opportunities, then the outcomes will be the same if we allow people to start from an equal footing. And that's what YIP and that's what Madaraka wants to do, is by saying, hey, can we level the playing field by giving people access to music education that One Vibe would be supporting, by access to the tools and resources where they can better their life? And if we can do that, then we can get to a society that's more inclusive, more compassionate, and more tolerant.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
I know. I went to a TILF, a farmer's gathering, and everyone there was about 70 years old, and it's the first time they'd gathered after, you know, a couple years. And, you know, I just said out loud, I'm like, there are more good people in the world. They're just not getting the media, right? There are so many good things going on. And if we can look up and focus on those things, they get bigger. Mm. Join together, connect. Mm. This is magic.
I agree completely. Yeah, deeply, deeply honored to work with you, Dr. David Washira, and also YIP. And, you know, I'm just grateful, Dana, for having us. And if you're listening and you're in the Seattle and the larger Pacific Northwest area, you should not miss Madaraka Festival at Pier 62 tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then tomorrow also, Saturday, August 13th at the W Hotel, we have an incredible VIP experience being hosted by one of the most iconic African artists. His name is Dibanj. He's from Nigeria. And he's performing at Madaraka Festival on Sunday. This is his performance, his first performance since 2019. You know, this is someone who made a lot of money because his music became huge when he worked with Kanye West about 10 years ago. They did an amazing song called Oliver Twist that brought them so much, you know, sponsorship deals, and he became a multimillionaire. And so he's coming to Seattle. This is someone who performs for like 2 hours. These shows are incredible. So if you really, really want to experience African music, African food, and learn more about what's going on in the African community in the U.S., not just in Seattle, then join us. But also, we will be live streaming if you can't make it. Join us on YouTube on One Vibe TV. One Vibe TV is the name of the channel, and you will catch all the action. Thank you again, Dana and Benny. You're all amazing. When you come to Kenya, I'll make sure we make for you a delicious whole tilapia.
All right. Sounds like a date. But let's give them contact for the event so people can get tickets?
That's right. So if you go to www.madarakafestival.com or if you go to friendsofwaterfrontseattle.org, you will be able to get your tickets to Madaraka Festival.
It's family friendly. You got things for the kids to do.
Yes, a lot of games from skateboarding to, you know, so many different games. And then we have a beer garden as well. And really for me, I'm excited to eat. You know, there's going to be Nigerian food. There's going to be Jamaican food. You know, we have the Caribbean community supporting as well. And the lineup of artists we have is so diverse. You know, tomorrow the headliner is from South Sudan. He's a former child soldier, you know. And then the other headliner is a queen from a tribe in Cameroon. Her name is Naomi Achu. And Emmanuel Jal is the other headliner I was just mentioning from South Sudan. And then Yadi Bojia from Ethiopia is also performing tomorrow, you know, and then the list goes on. I will be performing myself too. But then on Sunday is when we have Dibanj performing. For those in Seattle, we have Rail Be Free, who is a well-known rapper from Seattle, performing on Sunday as well. Yirim Sek, who is from Seattle, is performing on Saturday as well. We have two great bands from Seattle that are performing too, the Ancient Robots and also Comfort Food Band led by Bob Antolin. So you can't miss it, you know. We've been planning this for like a year and we are so excited. I see Nyambura, who is the founder of Siliana Consulting, also here with us. Her company has been super, super incredible in making Madaraka Festival happen this year.
Why don't you thank the sponsors? Tell us a little bit about websites and contact and such.
For sure, for sure, for sure. First, I want to check if Lavenda wants to help us give these sponsors a shout out.
She's ready to shout, I can tell.
Thank you, Simon. Before I do that, I'd like to pass the mic to Dr. Washira so he can share with you his information.
Sure.
And then I'll keep the rest.
Certainly. Yeah, you can visit us at Wayapay. That's www.wayapay.com. And you can find all our information about us. You can join our wait list. As I mentioned, we are in the fintech startup, and we are actually a bank that is focused on immigrants in terms of allowing them to open checking accounts, access credit, and also be able to remit and spend the money back home. But you also be able to have your bank accounts here sitting in the U.S. So we're just like any other bank, except we are very immigrant-centric and very focused on community building. So we welcome you to join us, and we're happy to be sponsoring Madaraka event. And I should note that it is free for you to attend. So that's one of the beauties about it, and that's why we wanted to use it as an opportunity to give back. Thank you, Lavenda.
Thank you, Dr. Washira. And I'd start with Siliana Consulting. Nyambura is sitting right across me, and I'd like to bring to light that we are grateful for all the work. It's been months and months of tireless meetings, running around. It hasn't been easy, but we are very grateful. And the organizing committee has been quite helpful. We have an amazing team. And the exciting bit is, the bigger part of it is women. And this is the first time I'm having more women in the team. So that makes me so happy. And Amazon, we have Microsoft supporting us. We have KEXP, who have been a very big support system when it comes to promoting the event. We have Converge Media. We have Common Good Church. We have, where am I forgetting? There's so many.
Yeah, yeah. I've been watching, and the graphics. Who's doing that? Because someone's working hard on those.
Yeah, yeah. The graphics, the graphic designer is called Adrian Sims. He's the graphic designer for the city of Tacoma, and he's a veteran, a U.S. Army veteran. Incredible human being, too.
The last thing I'd like to add is, Dana, we appreciate you so much.
Oh.
We are very, very grateful. It's not easy when you find someone who stands by you long term. you hold them close, and Dena is family. And we are so grateful. 8 years, that's almost a decade, and we don't take that for granted. We love you.
I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
I mean, and that's what I always say. How does it feel? I feel more than blessed. It's like magic right now, what's happening. And spirit brings us together. If we're, I call it a universe, but it's a multiverse. Everyone's playing a song, and then we get in a band, true, which is your tribe, and you start playing together. And that's how we change the world.
True, true.
And it's not easy.
No.
It takes effort, because spirit's going to tell you to do something. What? It might, you know, start sticking up for your sister. Was that scary? Probably.
Right, right.
But you did it.
Yeah, we did it. Lift your spirits.
Lift your spirits with Dina Marie. It's a party. That's
yeah,
what you say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, one more time. So it's free.
Yeah, Madaraka Festival, originally it was a paid for event. But the last 2 years we've done it for free, you know. And we are very proud about that, you know. And we're also very proud of Friends of Waterfront Seattle, you know. Without them, we would not do Madaraka Festival at the waterfront, you know, which is a big deal for African immigrants to produce something at the waterfront. So we really, really appreciate the team at Friends of Waterfront Seattle. The event is free, but the VIP experience at the W Hotel is not free, but it's worth it.
Yeah, and the venue is supposed to be beautiful weather. It'll be a celebration of life. And, you know, that pier needs energy, you know. Seattle needs some good vibes right now.
Yes, yes, yes. And we are ready for it. We are ready for it.
So check out the Facebook page so you can see all the performers, Instagram, you know. And it's 2 days, so you can go for a couple hours and maybe both days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Each day has a different lineup and program. So you should come both days for sure. And also make sure you really catch it on One Vibe TV. You should subscribe to the channel early so that when we go live with Madaraka Festival, you know, you are notified. And really, we have a lot of vendors, you know, that have also put work and energy into this that are going to be there, you know, from the African Health Board to, we have like Imani Blake from Rooted in CD, who is bringing Jamaican food. We have Rumba Notes Lounge in Columbia City bringing sambusas. If you love Kenyan sambusas, you should come, you know. And, you know, so many people are giving a lot into this. And also our volunteers, you know, without the volunteers, you can't get anything done. So really, we are super, super grateful also, you know, to the city of Seattle for collaborating with Friends of Waterfront Seattle to make this happen. So many people to appreciate, but you know, I just want to say that we are ready and we are deeply grateful.
So that's the Madaraka Festival. It's tomorrow and Sunday. It is 2 to 10 p.m. and it's free.
Yes.
Well, this has been so much fun, and you're going to play us a song. And then we'll end the show. But I, yeah, I feel super blessed. And I'll tell you what, my voice tells me not to get guests sometimes. There are certain shows I just don't. And what happened is I had a publicist say, I have a Kenyan author who wrote a book, and the proceeds go back to Kenya to an orphanage. And then I thought, well, I got to have her on with Simon. That's how this all happened. And she's not going to be on my show. Just you.
I'm just happy to
be here. I'll reconnect you guys. But yeah, that was how it all started.
For sure. Connect us. And, you know, thank you for all you do in the community. I know that beyond this show, you do a lot in every community you live in and the communities you left, you know.
Well, there's lots more communities to be happening here. So we're just going to, he's going to play one more song, and then we'll come back and we'll let you guys go. But thank you for listening. And this is Simon Okalo.
Onge ringo, ringo onge, onge ringo. Ringo onge, onge ringo, ringo, ringo onge, onge ringo, 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 ringo onge, ringo, 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 ringo onge, dano wasigu, ringo onge, dano chanda guambo, ringo onge. manalweng. Ringo onge, ringo, 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 ringo onge. Ringo, 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 ringo onge. En manalweng. Ringo onge, dano wasigu. Ringo onge, dano chanda guambo. Ringo onge, atingo nyatiti. Ringo onge, adonjo goe ring. Ringo onge, en manalwen. Ringo onge, ringo, 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 ringo onge. Yeah.
Ooh, what was that? What song is that?
This one is called Ringo Onge. Ringo Onge literally means there is no running, you know? Once you get in the ring, once you get started with something, don't just give up, you know? Keep fighting on, you know? Keep fighting on and never give up, you know? No matter how difficult the situation might be, never give up. And that's the resilience of Madaraka Festival, you know? We've done this through thick and thin. Some years, there's no sponsors. Some years, a lot of sponsors. Some years, there's no energy around it. But we've just stayed consistent, consistent, consistent. And that's why we are here today, you know. And also, even with your show, Dana, you know, you would have already given up, you know. You and Benny would have given up on each other already.
He's like, yeah, maybe today that would have happened, because he basically has 3 hours with me today. But we're going to do the Manson Mitchell show at 10 o'clock live because I'm filling in for another host. So nice. Benny's going to be tired of me before the day's over. But he works so hard at the board.
True?
So thank
Is that
you,
true?
Benny.
Yeah, but just tell him.
Benny works hard.
Just tell him Ringo Onge, you know, no running. Ringo Onge.
Onge.
It's going to be on repeat.
Well, it's also on Spotify, it's on, you know, so
perfect.
Find it there.
You know, and that's that looking up again. So, you know, despair, I do chakra work. So when people have, they're looking down and shaking their heads. Yeah. They're hopeless. Yeah. So if you can just look up, I got Anthony Mana to start looking up, and he sees the stars now, and he sees the sun, he sees the moon, and he's a whole different person, because this time can bring you down. So we really got to lift our spirits. We've got to find the music. We got to find the people. We got to connect with human beings. I have had way too much fun in the last 3 months reconnecting with people, you know, because people were isolated for so long. So this is the human spirit, and it needs to be fed with music.
I agree completely, completely.
All right, Madaraka Festival tomorrow. Thank you, Simon. Thank you both, all of you, for there's a party in the studio.
That's true.
All right, so I'm on Whidbey Island. If you want to come out, we're going to do September. August is just way too full, but if you want to come out for one of the retreats I do, it's 4 hours, and we do the labyrinth, the beach. I do a Reiki session and some chakra readings, and we go down to Langley, and we have dinner. It's a lot of fun. And then, let's see, that's Dina at dina-marie.com. That's my website. And then again, too, if you want to stay tuned, I'm going to be on the Manson Mitchell show. I'll be doing that for 3 weeks while they go on the road. I've done this like, what, three times, four times?
A handful of times.
They're they're my radio parents. They got me started.
They are.
I love it. I'll tune in. Is it on right after this?
Yeah. Well,
2 hours.
2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours.
So you have a break.
Okay.
You guys are going to be talking for hours after this anyway. So
Yeah.
All right. Well, come back next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
Luo Sulwe. go a day.